Chapter 2. Agadir, Morocco, February 29th, 1960. The view from the ancient city walls down to the harbour below and the sweep of the bay away to the south were spectacular. Eve never ceased to marvel at it. He had been fortunate to get an apartment in the historic Kasbah, a studio in the roof of a converted riad in the heart of the old town. It was small, but all that a single man might require. From his terrace, he looked out over a jumble of rooftops and down into the narrow, shaded streets below. He loved the life of the Kasbah, its noise, its energy, and he was used to shopping almost daily for fresh produce in the souk. He enjoyed waking to the sound of the calls to prayer that rang out each morning from the minaret of the mosque. Plaintive calls, summoning men to confer with their Maker. And although he was not a religious man himself, there was something about the spirituality of the ritual that he envied, that his lack of faith would prevent him ever from sharing. Today, as he drove out through the old city gates, the view unfolded below him as it always did. But this morning he barely noticed it. The mist gathering along the coast caught the first light of dawn as the sun rose over the desert to the east, glowing, pink. The restless ocean washing it up all along the sandy shore. A haze hung over the city spread out below him, new build expanding east and south as the population of this West African port exploded with the success of the Atlantic sardine trade. But Eve was focused on his rear-view mirror. Amid the chaos of motor vehicles and horse-drawn carts and merchants' barrows in his wake, he caught a glimpse of the black Citroen. He had been watching for it, hoping that in the end it might prove simply to be a figment of an overactive imagination. But there it was. He cursed softly under his breath and followed the road as it serpentined its way down the hill toward the harbour. Fleets of rusting trawlers lined up along the quay, like the sardines that they had brought in overnight. He glanced out of his driver's window up the arid rocky slope and its tangle of pale green desert scrub to the curve of the road above him. Dust rose from the tyres of the following Citroen. He had first spotted it nearly a week ago. It was probable that no ordinary person would have noticed it, but Eve was no ordinary person. His life possessed only a veneer of normality. There was not a minute of any hour of any day that passed when he didn't have an urge to glance back over his shoulder. It had become instinctive, as much a part of him as breathing, always watching, scanning faces, focusing on anything unusual, no matter how small, always expecting them, knowing that they were out there, somewhere, looking for him. As the Citroen came round the bend behind him, he saw the driver's face caught in a brief flash of sunlight, like a photograph engraving itself on Eve's retinas. A familiar face, round, bald. But familiar from where? He had no idea. He only knew that he had seen it before. He could see the shadows of other men in the car, and suspicion burgeoned quickly into certainty, and then fear. They had found him, they were following him, and sooner or later they would come for him. With a deep inward sigh, Eve knew that it was time to move on.